Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you all the important cues ahead of today's session. Well, globally, the US equity market continues to slowly regain its confidence. In the overnight session, all three major indices climbed for a second straight session as a strong batch of corporate earnings assuaged concerns over higher rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 0.6% to mark a four-day winning streak. The S&P 500 gained more than 1%, whereas the Nasdaq Composite saw the largest gain of 1.5%. In fact, Tesla shares were up 13% in after hours with the quarterly results in focus. JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, meanwhile, has said that the American economy remains strong but could tip into a period of stagflation. He also said that the current geopolitical situation is likely the most complicated and dangerous since World War II. Now, moving on, Japan's Nikkei led the Asian markets this morning as markets in the region rose across the board. The Japanese benchmark jumped more than 2%. And now investors will look forward to the first quarter inflation figures from Australia today. Futures for Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index stood at 16,925, pointing to a stronger open after the HSI led gains in Asia on Tuesday. Oil prices rose in early trade today, adding to gains in the previous session after industry data showed a surprise drop in US crude stocks last week, which is a positive sign for demand and attention shifted away from hostilities in the Middle East. Gold prices steadied last night after hitting a more than two-week low on diminishing fears about an escalation of tensions in the Middle East. Now, investors await key economic data for further clarity on the timeline on US interest rate cuts. Back home, the Nifty closed below the 61.8% retracement level yesterday. Now, two of the biggest Nifty 50 constituents in terms of weightage, HDFC Bank and Reliance Industries, both reported their results and neither played any part in taking the Nifty further higher despite some positive surprises in each of their results. While Reliance Industries fell over 1% despite a strong operational performance, HDFC Bank also fell for the second day in a row on Tuesday, post Saturday's results. Now, ahead of its weekly expiry on Wednesday, the Nifty Bank also remained range-bound, showing no significant activity in price action. HDFC Bank kept the gains in check, while Axis Bank remained flat ahead of its quarterly earnings today. Today, Hindustan Unilever, Axis Bank and LTI Mindtree are among the Nifty 50 companies that will report their results. The market will also react to results from Tata Group stocks like Tata Consumer and Tata Elxsi, along with names like MCX and ICICI Prudential. Among broader market names reporting their results today are Indian Hotels, Macrotech, Dalmia Bharat, Nippon Life AMC, Oracle Financial and Syngene, among others. Other stocks to track include Cyan DLM, which reported a net profit jump of 80% to 22 crore rupees. The revenue was up 30% from last year to 361 crore rupees in the March-ended quarter. Nelco also saw a profit jump of 7% from last year to 6 crore rupees, while the revenue was flat at 81 crore rupees. IIFL Finance will also be in focus today on the back of a special audit as directed by the Reserve Bank of India, which commences today. The special audit follows RBI's embargo with suspended disbursement of new gold loans by the company. Lupin's Aurangabad manufacturing facility has got an establishment inspection report from the US FDA, so the stock is going to be in focus. Meanwhile, Rama Steel Tubes board has approved raising 500 crore rupees via a share sale. NHPC has signed a supplementary joint venture agreement with JV partners of NHPTL for sale of partial stake in NHPTL or National High Power Test Laboratory Private Limited. Now, this NHPTL includes NTPC, Power Grid, DVC and CPRI. Lastly, Gokaldas Exports has raised 600 crore rupees through its QIP. Now, this morning, GIFT Nifty was trading with a premium of nearly 90 points, indicating a gap-up start for the Indian market. Those are the few cues to watch out for today. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session and stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more.